From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The Colorado Springs Parks Department unveiled a plan this past January to trade city land to the Broadmoor in exchange for several pieces of property owned by the hotel. Heralded by proponents as an opportunity to expand upon and enhance the city's park system, the plan has garnered criticism from residents who want the most significant parcel, known as Strawberry Hill, to remain in the public's hands. KRCC's Jake Brownell has this story about what's at stake in the deal.
Sue Spengler has lived in the neighborhood just east of Cheyenne Canyon for 3 years. She's an avid hiker and loves to explore the nearby trails. But it wasn't until last summer that she first stumbled across the quiet little hiking area known as Strawberry Hill or Strawberry Fields.
I discovered it like a lot of people do, sort of accidentally, sort of walking up South Cheyenne Canyon area and going, I wonder where this trail leads.
Following the unmarked social trails through the woods south of the entrance to Cheyenne Canyon, she eventually found herself in a lush meadow.
The grass was probably 3 or 4 feet high, and I felt like I had walked into a little Switzerland or a little Austria or something, and I felt like doing a little Julie Andrews 360 up in the hills.
Since she first discovered it, Spengler says she's taken to hiking Strawberry Hill a few times a month. She likes that it's a little quieter and less developed than other places in the area. But she worries that's about to change.
If you can picture a commercial horse stable and a wedding pavilion, picnic pavilion, right there in that meadow, there it is.
This meadow is part of the 190-acre parcel that the Broadmoor would receive from the city in the proposed land exchange. The hotel hopes to build a private boutique riding stable and picnic pavilion for its guests on a 7 to 9 acre section of Strawberry Hill. The meadow is the most likely location. Spengler, for one, opposes the plan.
It will change the very nature of the experience.
And she's not alone. To date, more than 3,200 people have signed a petition opposing the exchange. On the rest of the 190 acres, most of which is steep and forested, the Broadmoor plans to develop and maintain trails that would be open to the public. For some proponents of the deal, this is a major selling point.
I'm here to point out the very obvious fact that the city doesn't have any money to take care of parks.
Lee Wolf has lived next to Strawberry Hill for 35 years. At a recent public meeting hosted by Councilman Keith King, Wolf said he's watched as the city has failed to maintain the park. He argues that the Broadmoor would have more resources to manage the property.
I think that the Broadmoor would do a better job of taking care of the Strawberry Hill field.
Director of the Colorado Springs Parks Department, Karen Pallas, doesn't disagree. And she also sees the deal as an opportunity to achieve some of the goals set out in the Parks Department's recent master plan.
We're getting essentially what we've had in the past, as well as the addition of key connections throughout our overall trail system.
If the deal goes through, the city would receive 370 acres in exchange for Strawberry Hill. This would include parts of the Bar Trail and Manitou Incline that the city is already responsible for maintaining. The deal would also provide easements for the Chamberlain Trail, a proposed trail that runs from Garden of the Gods to Cheyenne Mountain State Park, which has been in the works for decades. For Susan Davies, head of the Trails and Open Space Coalition, the exchange is a pragmatic way to advance the agenda of a parks department with limited resources.
We're underfunded. So I think wherever we can find opportunities to make our dollars go further or to enter sometimes into a private-public partnership that serves the community and serves the system, I think we're very short-sighted if we don't take a hard look at it.
The Trails and Open Space Coalition supports the deal, provided that the Broadmoor guarantees public access to Strawberry Hill and agrees to a perpetual conservation easement on the property. So far, the Broadmoor has accepted these conditions. But for many critics of the deal, no amount of concessions from the Broadmoor would be enough to convince them to give up this piece of public land. For Sue Spengler, it's a matter of principle.
It's a philosophical question about, like, inclusion versus exclusion. And it goes deeper than conservation easements and deeds and trusts and land. It comes down to, you know, what kind of an experience do you want the public to be able to have and our tourists to be able to have? Our tourists who are not staying at the Broadmoor.
Spengler and many others have suggested the city should put the issue to a vote. They've also asked the city to look into buying the land that it hopes to acquire using money from the voter-approved TOPS fund. Parks Director Karen Pallas says, so far, Neither of these suggestions have proven feasible for the city. But she adds that the Parks Department has been working hard to incorporate citizen feedback into the plan. City Council is expected to vote on the proposal later this spring. For KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.